Personal safety is the panel's primary interest.
Given that we already have the call record, we don't need the whistleblower who wasn't on the call to tell us what took place during the call. We have the best evidence of that.
President Trump tweeted this morning that the whistleblower must testify to explain why he got my Ukraine conversation so wrong, not even close. Dave.
All right, so today, former Trump aide to Russia, Fiona Hill, will be questioned by three House committees. The president insists the impeachment inquiry is a scam, while Democrats claim the president violated his oath of office, asking Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and his son. The president says there was no pressure, and he was probing corruption while campaigning in Iowa. Joe Biden insisted again.
No one has indicated of any consequence that anything was done wrong or illegally by me or by my son.
Now, under a lot of scrutiny from the president's lawyer, Hunter Biden is stepping down from the board of a Chinese investment firm, and he put out a statement. If his father's elected president, he will not serve on boards of or work on behalf of foreign-owned companies. European Union nations have just voted unanimously to condemn Turkey's offensive in Syria, going after Kurdish forces who were U.S. allies battling.
Bonjour, mes amis, comment ça va ce matin? On est ici sur le Tasse de Café pour un lundi matin, octobre le 13. Bon matin, mes amis. On est ici, c'est Mike Perron avec Monsieur Jim Swallow, qui sera avec moi dans juste un petit bout de temps. Je souhaite vous être tout bon, je vous souhaite à tous vous un bon fin de semaine. On a une bonne affaire pour parler pour ce matin. Ça fait...
Et Martel Ardouin et Mark Lane, les deux sont off aujourd'hui. Ils ont travaillé beaucoup dur dernièrement. Ça se fait, je crois, il a mérité de prendre un jour pour se reposer.
Exactement, exactement. On a travaillé le tournoi hier, moi et moi.
Mais oui, exactement. Yeah. J'étais attendu, vous êtes après annoncé pour le tournoi. Et c'était le même beau qui avait gagné le tournoi. Pour 8 ans suivants.
Le 8 ans suivants, okay,
c'est toujours dans la même famille de Guillory.
La même famille, son grand-père, Michel Winston.
Uh-huh.
Il m'a dit à moi et Mark, il dit, tu connais, je veux gagner un autre 2 ou 3 avant que je give up mon title.
Oh, no kidding?
That's what he told us. He wants
wow.
To win another 2 or 3
How
months.
About yeah. That? Yeah.
Let me read out our sponsors for this morning.
Go right ahead.
All right, thank you. Eric Gill Insurance Company, Blake's Pharmacy, Teach Food Store, Savoie Medical Center, Brown's Furniture, Carrie's Rue, Peter Swartz, Edward Jones, Rocky Riders Collision Center, Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Industrial Supply and Sports, Dr. Jake LaFleur, the Bon Ami Insurance, Coburn Supply, and Sooner Auto Salvage. All right, Mr. Jim, vous avez eu un bon week-end, mon ami.
Moi, je vais te dire, ça a été joliment bien. C'est pas la peine de se lamenter, moi. Ça a été bien. Et puis, je crois que... quelqu'un a sorti son regard de dehors, ça dit la pluie après tomber. C'est ouais. Extraordinaire qu'on après avoir de la pluie, c'était rendu bien sec.
Exactement.
Parce qu'on pouvait user de la pluie.
That's right, on my way over here, venu ce matin, il y avait des grilles.
Il y avait un petit mouillard.
Un petit mouillard, ça je voulais dire, exactement. Uh-huh. J'ai mis mes windshield wipers on, ça fait.
Oh oui, ça c'est bien.
Ça donne 60% chance
de la pluie. 60% chance de la pluie.
Uh-huh.
Et puis comme j'ai dit, on a beaucoup de besoin de la pluie, ça se fait. On peut dire merci, bon Dieu, pour ça.
All right.
A word of the day. Tu vois, j'avais pas trouvé mon mot du jour encore.
Mm-hmm.
Mais je vais regarder pour... allons voir si je peux trouver un mot du jour. How about N-E-X-T, next?
How you say that?
The word is next. N-E-X-T.
Allons voir. Next, N-E-X-T, après? Non?
Oui, non. Oui, ça c'est bien aussi. Mais prochain. Au
okay.
Suivant, les nouvelles va venir. Les nouvelles du temps suivant les nouvelles en français.
Exactement.
Tu connais next. Prochain. And.
La prochaine semaine.
Oui, la prochaine semaine.
Mm-hmm.
And next to each other serait côte à côte.
Côte à côte.
Côte à côte.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the word. Of the day,
mm-hmm.
And I'll put that aside. Let's try to fait notre mot du jour.
All right.
Le programme. On n'a pas de phone call?
Allons voir. Pas rien encore, Monsieur Jim.
3-3-7, 3-6-3-2-1-2-4. Et Jacob respirer pour prendre le téléphone et la Cheryl pour répondre le phone aussi. Moi et Mike ici pour vous donner des informations si on avait de l'information valable. Parce qu'aujourd'hui, oui, c'est le 14 du mois d'octobre, le 287e jour de l'année. Et puis, allons voir.
On avait une grande semaine la semaine passée, M. Jim. Le Cotton Festival, Lord. Le tournoi, les élections, c'était une grande semaine.
C'était une grande semaine. Beaucoup de l'occupation pour KVPI.
Ça, c'est qu'on fait, Marc a pris quelques jours off. Parce que
oui, je crois qu'il a travaillé assez dur dernièrement que, je me rappelle des années passées, mon site, quand on avait fini le tournoi, je ramenais les équipements ici à KVPI. Et là, je disais, hey! j'étais sur vacances pour la prochaine semaine.
Pour pas.
Des années, ça c'était notre coutume.
You got to be into it to know what's going on, I promise you that. That's
363-2124 is our phone number here. So give us a call if you have memories of the tournoi of years ago or the Cotton Festival or whatever.
Let's see here.
We invite you to give us a phone call. 363-2124.
All right, I think we got a call, Mr. Jim.
We have a call? All right, allons voir. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, this is Buffett.
Hey, Buffett.
Hi, Gilroy. Buffaroo.
Go right ahead, man.
Down a bench of bad weather, I wake up yesterday morning and see what's falling outside.
Wait, what's falling outside right now?
You mean the rain?
Oh, yeah, the rain.
Yeah.
Right, it's 24 hours later, and that's a good thing, huh, Buffett? Oh, yeah, talk about it would have been rough.
It could have been rough. There was a lot of poussière yesterday, but it had been, you know, especially when I got there, I wasn't sure what end to drive on, so I went the long way. And if I'd have had to go through that field, and it had been a mess, I don't know if I'd have made it, Buff. You're right. Good thing it wasn't like that yesterday afternoon.
You notice all them white vehicles when they left the tournoi?
Yes, they were white. Some of the people had some white in their paupières, I think, by the time we left.
There was plenty of poussière, huh?
They were cream colored when they
left. You're right about that.
La poussière. Yeah.
It depends where you got it. If the dust wasn't coming off the track, it was coming when the people would move around and move the vehicles.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, I agree. It was something else, I tell you what. And but, you know, it turned out well, Buff. Everybody had a good time. We had a good crowd, a lot of visitors, and the riders have done something that I had, actually it was my first time over there, but I listened to it on the radio faithfully every year. And they were breaking some records. I mean, they were getting seven rings at a time for a long time. I was really impressed with that, I tell you.
That's right. Oh, yes, absolutely. And, of course, Buffy, we want to say all these years when we were covering it, all the good service that Buffy Gilroy provided for the KVPI crew.
That's for sure. Buffy's been there a long
we
time.
We appreciate that very much.
All right. Thank you for coming to the tournament over there.
Hey, thank you, Buffett. We really enjoyed it. You have a good day, my friend.
Okay, you all too.
All right. Mr. Jim, we got, let's see.
We have another call?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh? Go call? Ahead. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, comment les affaires ce matin?
Mais regarde donc qui c'est qui est là sur le téléphone ce matin.
Monsieur bonjour, Floyd Swallow. Comment ça, Floyd?
Oui, Monsieur Perron, ça va bien. Tu fais un bon job.
Mais bien, merci, Monsieur Floyd. Bien, merci.
Je voulais juste mentionner ce matin, je ne peux pas m'empêcher de rire. Avocat Alex Chapman a envoyé un article à Smiley Anders dans The Advocate de ce matin. Je trouvais que c'était beaucoup amusant. Mm-hmm. Et je n'attends pas Alex nous appeler trop souvent sur la tasse. Ça fait jongler chez les empruntés sa petite histoire pour passer ça au monde.
There you go.
Les années passées, quand Huey Long était fait courir dans la fête de politique, il ça voulait imprimer des affiches pour envoyer à tout le monde qui avait recevoir de la malle. Et ils sont venus, ils montraient des affiches imprimées dessus des papiers beaucoup slick, beaucoup glissants. Et il dit non, il dit je veux pas un papier comme ça. Là. Il dit je veux que ça soit imprimé sur des papiers mous. Comme ça, le monde va les garder plus longtemps. Ça, c'était le temps dans le monde qui avait des commodes dehors.
Oh, OK, je comprends.
Oh, yeah, OK.
Oui, les catalogues et les choses.
Les catalogues, c'est ça, c'est de regarder ces affiches. D'abord, ils tiennent mou pour un temps plus longtemps.
Oui, ça durait plus longtemps.
Ça, c'était M. Casson, that's right, Mr. Floyd. Yeah, how about that?
C'est Alex Chapman qui a envoyé ça.
Oh.
Alex Sonny Chapman.
C'est son article à ce matin. Je trouvais que c'était trop cute pour ne pas passer ça à notre écoutant.
I like All that. Right. Appreciate that, Mr.
ça,
Vaughan.
Ça, c'est bien. Thank you.
All right.
Bien, merci.
Okay. All right.
You want to try another one, Mr.
Let's
Jim?
Let's try another one. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air, Stephen.
Hey, Mr. Jim.
Yes.
Announcement on the French news.
Uh-huh.
The announcement you read on the Medicaid for next month in November. You said something about an announcement for Medicaid for November. You said something about some people being dropped on Medicaid
that,
in November. Is that certain people?
That was, I really don't know anything more about that except it was in the state news that they were having different qualifications for that Medicaid stuff, so I cannot really say anything more about that because I don't know more about that, you know?
Okay, I'm going to ask my coordinator to look into it for me.
All right, thank you so much, Stephen.
I'm sure it's going to be talked about some more, Stephen, and they'll explain it to you better as time goes along, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have a coordinator that lives over here, Becky Bean, when she comes back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Becky's.
All right.
Yeah, Becky will take care of you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Steve. Now. Okay, Mr. Jim, you want to do a commercial or you
we
want
can
me to
do a commercial. We can do a Brown's Furniture Showplace.
Okay.
All right. And, of course, if you're looking for furniture, folks, the one name to remember, Brown's Furniture Showplace. They've got the furniture that you need and all the bedding in their big bedding department, too. And, of course, Brown's has been serving our area for over 70 years. Their goal is a satisfied customer. So whatever you're looking for in the line of furniture, they've got hundreds and hundreds of recliners to choose from, for example. But whether it's for the bedroom, for the dining room, and whether you're looking for things for the, for the den and so forth, they've got it all. They've got the furniture for every room in the home. And we invite you to come on over and visit the nearest location of Brown's Furniture Showplace here in Ville Platte, Eunice, Opelousas, and Alexandria. Remember, their goal is a satisfied customer. From Jasper and Jamie and Jody and all the family and all the staff at Brown's, thank you very much for your business.
All right, Mr. Jim, Ben Massey, 363-2124. Give us a call here at KVPI and talk to me and to Mr. Jim here. Mr. Jim, you know what my wife and I did last week?
What y'all did?
We took a trip towards Biloxi,
and we went
to Cruising on the Coast.
Cruising on the Coast.
It's all classic vehicles from the 50s and 60s.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And let me tell you something. It started from what we read, 1996, with 300-something, and it's grown to over 7,000 now.
7,000 vehicles out there?
Classic vehicles that come out there, and they show them, and they sell them, and they ride up and down for over a week. And we rode the coast up and down, and they had certain areas you could stop and visit, check out the vehicles and stuff. We stayed in Bay St. Louis. That's where we stayed.
Yeah.
And they had the Thursday. They had the whole town of Bay St. Louis, the old section of Bay St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
They had crafts, and they had food. They had a band. And they had cars coming and going. I mean, for blocks and blocks and blocks.
Wow.
It was something to
How
see.
How about that?
I thought of Miss Penny when I did that because I was looking for that ranchero she talked about.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see the ranchero, but I saw a lot of El Caminos
at
the Chevrolet. Uh-huh. I also saw one that was a Fairlane, but made like a ranchero. I think it was before the
Ford
ranchero.
Oh, Ford Fairlane.
And
wow.
It was made like a ranchero, but the ranchero itself, I didn't see. There was probably some. I just didn't see them. They had so many of them. We drive down the coast, Mr. Jim, and they had more classic cars riding down the coast, and they had people that were living in town and tourists and stuff. That's how big
a deal
it was.
Right along that Beach Boulevard area.
Absolutely. For over 30 miles. It was amazing. We had a blast. We really had a good time.
Absolutely. That sounds like fun.
It was awesome. Okay, let me do a commercial here if it's all right with
you. Go right ahead.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'd like to know, when was the last time you had a little something extra at the end of the month? A nice chunk of your hard-earned money that didn't need to be paid out or handed over.
Are we on the air?
Well, you got to go visit my good friend, State Farm agent Eric Gill here in Ville Platte. Eric can help you put the budge back in your budget. Come in and visit with Eric Gill. He'll take a look at your car insurance policy, do a free discount double check to make sure that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40%. You heard me right. And that 40% could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Take my advice. Call State Farm agent Eric Gill today for your free discount double check. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I promise you, Eric Gill will take care of you and help you keep more of your money in your pocket. Phone 363-7737. Eric Gill, State Farm Insurance, 605 East LaSalle in Ville Platte.
BMSC Mark, thank you for them kind words from Mr. Eric Gill. We had a call. They hung up. Might have been for the office, Mr. Jim.
All right. I'm looking here at what happened on this date in history, October 14th. In 1912, on October 14th, Theodore Roosevelt, campaigning for the presidency, was shot in the chest in Milwaukee. Despite the wound, he went ahead with his scheduled speech. Teddy Roosevelt in 1912. All right. And in 1939, a German U-boat torpedoed and sank the HMS Her Majesty's ship Royal Oak, a British battleship anchored in the Orkney Islands. 833 of more than 1,200 men aboard were killed. That was in 1939. German submarine torpedoed the big battleship, British ship. And, of course, what was the... I'm trying to remember the name of that song that was made... what was the name? There was a song that was made about sinking the German ship.
1814 took a little trip.
I don't remember exactly sure, but it was there was a song about the great German battleship to go ahead and try to sink it.
Battleship.
You know? And maybe somebody can remember that and pass it on to us.
Somebody's good in history, better than me.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, our memory, especially when you're on the air, a lot of people.
Exactly, and it sounds familiar, Mr. Jim, but I just can't help you right now.
Okay, country singer Melba Montgomery is 82 years old today, so we might hear some Melba Montgomery songs on KBPI AM, country music station. Let's see, and those are, there's several celebrity birthdays, but let's see. We could talk about another sponsor while waiting for a phone call, and we can talk about Rocky Riders Collision Center. Folks, if your vehicle is in need of bodywork or frame repair or just a paint touch-up, come to Rocky Riders Collision Center, 404 Takeover Road. You know, Rocky and his staff will treat your vehicle as if it would be their very own. They specialize in collision repair, frame repair, color matching, so your damaged vehicle will look almost like new again. And you know what? They do everything under one roof, including to set you up for a car rental if you need that. And they work with all the insurance companies. They offer free estimates. You know, Rocky's got over 30 years' experience, and all their work is guaranteed. Rocky Riders Collision Center open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. So come by or call them at 363-0997. 363-0997. Rocky Riders Collision Center, your hometown car repair center with a notary on site to better serve you.
BMSC, Mr. Jim, how about a phone call?
Mon je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Jim. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Who is this?
This is Ricky Fulton calling from Grand Prairie.
All right, Ricky. Glad to hear from you.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. I'm enjoying the program. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that battleship you're talking about would possibly be the Bismarck, and if it is the Bismarck, it was a song recorded by Johnny Hart.
Right.
Sink the Bismarck.
Absolutely. Sink the Bismarck is the title of the song that we were talking about. You're absolutely right,
absolutely.
Ricky.
Absolutely.
Right, and Johnny Horton is the one that recorded it many years ago.
Right, Johnny Horton. Boy, I tell you what, he had a lot of great songs.
He did.
A lot of historical-type songs, too, you know?
That's right. Okay, Mr. Jim,
thank you
very much.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thanks for calling, Rick.
And I remember interviewing Johnny Horton a lot of years ago. When I was up in Natchitoches, he had come to do a series of concerts around North Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And I remember interviewing him at the time.
Was he more popular like in the 50s?
And Johnny Cash also had come around that time, yes.
Was Johnny Horton more popular like in the 50s and 60s? Or
yes.
That's what I thought. I remember the songs,
Right. North to Alaska.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Absolutely. I remember that.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay,
right.
363-2124. Let's talk about another sponsor here while you have a chance. And we can talk about Sooner Auto Salvage, 2102 West Bentonville Platte. A big selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles. And you know what? If they don't have the part you're looking for, they'll do everything they possibly can to get it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service, whether you need work on transmissions, wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning, and more. If you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you, all parts and labor warranted. When it comes to parts, you have a choice, brand new parts or reconditioned parts. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, call Sooner's Towing and Wrecker Service, phone number 363-1960, 363-960. Come visit with Donnie and Amanda, the owners, at 2102 West Bentonville Platte, regular phone 363-7226 for Sooner's Auto Salvage.
All right, 363-2124, give us a call here at KVPI. Talk to me and Mr. Jim. At Fred's Lounge side, and Mr. Jim, we had a good crowd. We had people from all over. Naturally, they come from all over the place. We had Canada, for sure, that was there. They're pretty faithful. We had some from Norfolk, Virginia, Galveston, Pearland, Texas, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Columbia, Missouri. That's just to name a few of them. They come from all
over. Man, and I wanted to tell you, you're doing an outstanding job every Saturday, Mike.
Thank you so much. And I saw your friend, Mr. Art Cornish, and I told him, he was so excited that I said, Mr. Jim said, stop by and see him whenever you get a chance.
So Art Cornish Fontenot Jr.
Exactly.
Out close to Lake Charles out there.
Yeah, that's where he's at. He brings his wife faithfully. You know, they rent a room, I think he said, in Eunice on the Friday night or whatever, and then they go to the dance regularly.
Oh, I remember that family very well. They were very close friends with my in-laws, you know.
That's exactly what he told me.
Charlie et Emma. Charlie de Villiers with the barbershop in town, you know, and they were very good friends.
Absolutely. And George. George is Miss Cat's brother, is that right?
Let's
see. Now, how does that go?
She has had a brother named George. George and LeFleur. Silton.
George LeFleur. Is that related?
Oh, that's a nephew. Yes.
A nephew.
Yes,
okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I went to school with George.
I think it was
a relative some kind of way down the
George
line.
George and Paula, they might be on their way to Arkansas right now.
Really?
I don't know. But anyhow, that's part of the family.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, good.
Okay, let's see. We can talk about another sponsor if there's nobody on the line.
Okay, I can get one right.
And
the next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Ville Platte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. Let's see. The phone rang, but it's, I think it's blinking. Let me see.
Is it our turn?
I think it's our turn.
All right. Let's try it. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim.
Yes, sir.
Comment les affaires ce matin?
Good. L'affaire après coup est joliment bien ce matin. C'est pas la peine de se lamenter, tu connais? What you got?
Exactly. Who are we speaking to?
This is John Tate, Lennis Tate from St. Landry, Louisiana.
Well, John, I went to school with you. This is Mike Perron.
Hey, that's right, Mike. How you doing, man?
I'm good, good, my friend. Good to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. I just wanted to let y'all know, we were talking about the tunnel a while ago.
Yeah.
Daddy, Edmund Tate used to run the tunnel.
Oh, I remember that. Yes, yes, yes.
That's from Tate Cove?
No.
We lived in Del Platte, and then we moved to Chico State Park. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. But that was...
The family's from Tate Cove.
Yeah. Yeah, right. The Tates from Tate Cove. Uh-huh.
Your dad and my father-in-law, Mr. Russell Gilbert, worked together at Chico Park, right, John?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Sure. I remember your dad.
I can remember Mr. Russell when they'd make them suppers, I'd go eat with him.
Oh, yeah. When we first got married, the wife and I, they had that little cabin at the North Landing over there. And I guess he thought that was his because he had company all the time, and he cooked, and he had a great time over there. But, yes, that was some good times, my friend, good times.
You're right. But, and then my daddy, from what they tell me, my daddy was the first one to ride a horse up the courthouse steps.
Really?
No kidding. Wow.
Well, what was his name, Jimmy Davis?
he rode up the courthouse steps and went. That's when Elaine Pete was sheriff.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he took his little mare and took his time, and they walked up the steps until he got into the courthouse and went to the sheriff's office.
Are you serious? Now, was that around election, or he just did it just to do it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they made that little pass through there, and then, I don't know, I guess somebody dared him. He walked his little mare up all the way up in the courthouse.
They dared the wrong person, huh?
Exactly. Well, fellas, I'll let y'all go, and we appreciate what y'all doing for us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for calling. Thank you for listening in, my friend.
All right. So while waiting for another phone call, we can talk about Tate's Food Store. Oh, mes amis, a special thank you to all of you who are shopping at the new Tate's Food Store. And, of course, bigger than ever to better serve you. They've got the ATM machine. They've got the gas pumps and diesel pump out front. And, oh, listen, you talk about some boudin and some cracklings. Hey, you know what? This is Monday, but Friday was a good day to be here, if I understood right, because I heard the Queens and all that came, and they had brought over some boudin, some cracklings, and all kind of things. Awesome. So Friday was a good day to be here on La Tasse de Café.
I was listening, and you're right. Them Queens and...
Yeah, I was listening, too, and it made me hungry.
Mon ma'am, exactement.
But, of course, you know one thing, though, Mike? You cannot eat cracklings and talk on the radio at the same time.
It's all you need to be chewing a crackling, talking, and break a tooth or something. Yeah.
You can eat a little bit of boudin while being on the air. But I remember one time years ago, and I've said this before on the air, I was doing a remote that was at the Thomas Reed Superette on East Main.
I remember it.
And they were passing the gratons, and I took one. And, oh, it was so good, but then it got stuck in my throat, and the tears were running down my face, and I couldn't say anything anymore. So I learned you do not eat some gratons while you're trying to talk on the air.
I hear that. You know, Mr. Jim, coming back to that, when you were years ago, the first time I saw you and met you was, let's see, it was on Main Street. I think it was a little donut place or something. You were out there with the... You had all your equipment, your big reel and two lap fire. He was out there.
Equipment was very big in those days.
Yeah, and my dad brought us. We stopped there and we got to talk to you. That was the first time I ever met you. And that was probably the 60s somewhere, you know, a long time back.
I've been around there a while.
You've been around a while. You're a famous man, Mr. Jim. I got to
tell you. Oh, no, Mike. Thank you so much for all of that. And let's talk about Tate's Food Store, okay? And, of course, the big new store. Bigger than ever to better serve you. And do you know that they can ship out your smoked meats and products almost anywhere in the U.S. of A? And among the specials that they're offering you today and tomorrow at Tate's Food Store, Whole fryers, 67 cents a pound. Fresh T-bones, $5.99. Top round roast, $3.99. And the Bluebell ice cream, half gallons, $5.49. Hunt's tomato sauce, 2 cans for $1. Coca-Cola, the 12-packs, 3 12-packs for $12. And, of course, don't forget that they have extra specials. They've got many more specials. But don't forget, when it comes to their Boudin cracklings, how delicious there is. And they can ship out meats almost everywhere in the U.S. of A. And on the web, teatsfoodstore.com. And remember, it's the friendliest store in town.
I tell you what, Teach has come so far. I went to school with the boys and with Wayne, and then I know Chris, and now it's Lucas.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when he was Body Evangelist Club, Mr. Teach, many,
oh,
many,
yes,
years ago.
On the corner out there. Yeah.
He'd be proud to see what went on, because when he left there, he went to his second location there and did very well there. And now look where they're at, you know. So
Lawrence Teach DeVille and Miss Ruby.
Absolutely. Yeah, some good people, I'll tell you what. So.
Wonderful.
Well, you want me to do one, Mr. Jim?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. Let's see if I can find my button here.
Bonjour, mon ami. Mon nom est Brent Burge, and pharmacist du Savoie Medical Center, le Savoie Cancer Center, pour plus de 30 ans. Si quelqu'un dans ton famille besoin la soin de cancer, le choix est pour vous autres. La Dr. Paul Zhang du Medical Oncologist, aussi Dr. Lawrence Menache du Radiation Oncologist, acceptez-moi le nouveau patient. Peut-être voir un docteur loin de la maison, mais tu veux, il suit ton soin près de la maison, t'es-je pour faire ça à Mamou Cancer Center. Juste appelle ton docteur pour faire arrangement pour faire ça. Aussi, si tu as besoin de traitement pour anémie, du osteoporosis, les maladies du trip, appelle Savoie Cancer Center pour faire arrangement, parce que le choix est pour vous autres. Laisse les familles et nous autres soigner la famille et vous autres. Merci.
Okay, I think we got a call, Mr. Jim.
All right, let's try and say bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Mr. Jim. This is Pat Darrow.
Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Pat. You've got
you had a
busy week last week, huh?
Yeah, most definitely. But it's done. Everything was great. Thank everyone. We had a great turnout. We had great weather. That was definitely not the problem. So we had a great time, and everybody really enjoyed. Our king and queen had a great time with our community, visiting with a lot of the people, and took them out to the cotton fields yesterday morning after Mass, and gave the girls, which, of course, our king was an LSU professor in that specialized in cotton, and gave them a real good teaching of cotton processing and growing and all that good kind of stuff. So we had a real good time, very educational with them, and he really enjoyed it. He was totally, totally honored with it, so we were really excited with that. And, of course, our queen is from the Pine Prairie area, so it's been a while since we had a local girl from here, so we were really excited about it, and we congratulate her. My next thing is I want to remind everyone that garbage is running today. It's not a holiday for us, as well as the office are open, as well as the dump site. So just to let everyone know, it's posted up on our Facebook. You can share it with everyone so no one gets off of timing.
Very good. And Pat, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Pat, my wife and I were talking about no one around here that we know of that grows cotton, but I think, and I'm trying to think of his name, Grady Peach's son, evidently that's where y'all took the pictures.
Yes, that's where we took the cranes. He has a little plot of about, I want to say it's like an acre, 2 acres,
yeah,
that he's testing right now, different types, and he was going to cut it yesterday, in fact.
Yeah, well, and I remember that from last year. I think he had done that, and exactly what you're telling us is that he was experimenting with doing something.
Sure,
so
is.
That
would be consultant. Yeah, he does soybean, he does cotton, he does a little bit of everything, and on his sideline he does that. So he's trying to see what he can do and what's the strongest type of cotton that he can produce in this area. As long as the market can start climbing a little bit more.
That's a good deal.
Maybe get it pushed more back down here, because of course, just down the road up in Vols Parish or Lone Pine area, it's growing well up there, but it's a different type of soil. But of course, it's getting it in and having the farmers to get tied into it, you know.
Well, I wish he would do that. You never know. He might be King Cotton one day.
Never know.
Huh?
Never know. Well, thank you all very much, guys. You all have a great
and
day.
And congratulations to you on an outstanding job that you have done, Pat.
You always do, Pat. Thank you so much for everything you do for us.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And, of course, I wonder how many people remember picking cotton and hauling that long sack down the row as you would pick the cotton and then dump it in the larger sacks or whatever baskets at the end of the row, and then you start all over again, and you had to be careful not to get too many pecans stuck in your fingers as you were picking that cotton.
I was about 13 years old, and Mr. Defin Fed Bordelon was living not far from the house, and he'd get a group of guys from our area, from our neighborhood, and he'd bring us to over there. I went one day, I think it was, or something, and I didn't go back.
Your experience was one day.
One day. I don't think he wanted me back. I didn't pick enough. He had some older guys, and I just happened to go in there. Uh-huh. But he said, well, I don't know if you could come back tomorrow. And I didn't mind.
Yeah,
I had no problem not going
you
back.
You had the experience.
But I had the experience. So, another call, Mr. Jim.
Moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Well, bonjour, Mr. Jim. Mike, it's Camille.
Good morning,
yes, Camille.
Camille.
Good
How
morning
are you?
To you.
I'm fine, thank you. But listen, talking about the cotton, on the Cape Cove Road out in Cape Cove, Mr., and I don't know that they have it anymore, but Carl Desitel and Peter used to have a patch of cotton until not too many years ago. I don't know if they still do.
If they do, Camille, I didn't hear of it. I remember Gussie Brown, the late Gussie Brown, had one in that area for many years.
Cotton, yeah.
In fact, he was King Cotton at one time, but
he was on the Rue du Coton.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's where he lived.
Exactly. And you're right. Carl and him lived back there. They might. I don't know.
They did for a long time, and I think they sold a little bit, but that's been a while.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they do anymore. Definitely, you almost have to go up to North Louisiana to see it,
Yeah.
When we had the cotton pickers, we still could manage to go in the cotton fields around here. There was a little bit that showed,
For sure.
I'm finished with that.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to share this with y'all. I haven't called in a while because of the election, but now I can.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I found on my trail in the election, a lot of interesting things, but on the Harry Mia Road, which is off of Adamamu.
Adamamu.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. They have a Three Oaks RV park. I came upon it, between the gravel and the dirt road and the fields. Sonia and I looked at that and we said, we might be seeing things,
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful park, and it's called Three Oaks RV Park. There must be 12 hookups, all done very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe because down there, I'm calling to question it, because when I was head of tourism, I never knew we had that in our parish.
Yeah.
And I know people must use it. Now, maybe it's a lease. Maybe people hunt deer back there.
Might be a hunting club or something.
I'm calling it. When we got there, I was getting down to talk to them, but they weren't home. So I tried calling the phone number, but they didn't answer. And there is a Galu Lake Road behind there. Maybe there's a little lake back there, but we couldn't see it from the front. I just wondered if anybody knew, because, it is very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hookups are up to date. They look great. And I know how many people love to camp.
Well, somebody might know the story behind that, Camille.
I would love to know that, because that just sprung out. It's kind of like you're going down something and you hit, it's like a mirage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wow.
And it's in our parish. It's right there, not far from Los Meg, actually. It's off that road, and Associate Road and this Harry Young Road.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to share that and know if anybody knows about it. I think it'd be very interesting. And it doesn't look like it's private. It doesn't say private. Keep out.
Yeah. Well, we might find out something.
Okay, y'all. Well,
bye.
Have a great day.
Thanks
All right.
For calling.
Bye-bye now.
You want another one, Mr. Jim?
We can pick up another phone call? Yeah, sure.
All right.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Whoever is there is not there anymore, I guess.
Let's try this one.
363-2124 is the phone number to call. 337-363-2124. We've got somebody now.
Yes, sir,
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air. Nobody there, Mike.
Got tired of it. Let's try this one.
All right, let's try another one.
Let's try this one right.
Okay. Right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim.
Sir, uh-huh.
Comment la vie? Qui c'est l'autre bouble, Mr.
Monsieur Mike Perron, comment ça va, Monsieur Gallo?
Oh, comment tu crois? Merci beaucoup.
Je me rappelle quand on a la machine du coton. À la machine du coton, là-bas, là, on s'en parle.
D'ici
la place à Mr. Howard Pitt.
Monsieur Howard Pitt, yes, là-bas, là, on s'en parle. Je me rappelle beaucoup bien de Howard.
Yeah, et moi, je l'aime, M.
Oh, moi non plus. J'aime pas la ramasser dans la rosée. T'es bien.
Mm-hmm. Oui. Et mon frère a ramassé, mais lui, il a ramassé tout là-bas. Il a ramassé le grabot même.
Oh. Comme wow. Ça, il pouvait aller plus vite s'il n'avait pas besoin d'ôter le coton du grabot.
Oui. Et si il avait laissé pas les grabots là, piquent dans ses doigts.
Oui, exactement. Ah. Oh. C'était dur ça, sur les mains.
Fin, ça, c'est pas fin. Ça.
Comment tu crois? Mais ça, c'était un tas. Moi, le plus que je pouvais faire, c'était 250 et quelques. Ça, c'était mon meilleur.
Oui.
Ça se fait. Moi, j'étais plus doucement.
Elle avait un vieux bogey. Et apaisé sur la balance.
Oh, oui,
Et quand tu as connu une affaire, il faudra le vivre dans le vieux bogey.
Oh, mais oui, comment tu crois, hein?
Oui, ramasser. Monsieur Pete avait. Est-ce quoi, c'est son grand-père qui. Dans la forme, tu peux parler pour Telco Road là? On a de la lumière là, j'ai oublié son nom. Mais je ne connais pas si son nom c'était
Batmos?
Oui.
OK.
Oui. C'était le grand-père, Monsieur Pete, c'est quoi?
OK.
All right.
Beau-père, that's right.
Oh, well, beau-père a great it's pas pour. Oui, Cousin Batmos.
There you go.
Il avait une forge et la boutique dans le curve.
Exactement.
All right. Ben, merci beaucoup pour le phone call.
Yes, sir.
Bien, merci, right. Mr. Gallo.
All right, Mr. Mike.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
Mr. Jim, we got someone holding, but you know what? I think we need to get
a couple of commercials in.
Hi, I'm Peter Strawich, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goal. Please contact me at 337-363-7870 or contact me at 120 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ville Platte, Louisiana. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
All right, Mr. Jim, let's see. I think we got another phone call here. Let's see.
All right. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey,
Buffett, go ahead.
Tell Camille to keep on calling that phone number because the man and the lady that owns that lives around Lafayette somewhere.
All right, so they live around Lafayette.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they come down when they got campus for the weekend and all that.
Okay.
All right.
I wonder if that's privately owned. You think that is, Buff?
What's that?
Do you think it's privately owned for them people?
Well, you said the owners live in Lafayette?
They came to France and they left me a poster.
Okay.
Of the place.
All right, very good. So now we have a little bit more information about that.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
Great.
All right.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Let's talk about Coburn Supply. You know, they're in Eunice and Opelousas. They're offering you granite for your home, the perfect addition to your new kitchen or bathroom, a remodeled kitchen or bathroom. It's the number one headquarters for lighting and plumbing fixtures, for appliances, hardware, home decor, and now they have granite at great prices. Coburn's been serving our area, you know, there's more than 50 years. Your number one choice for electrical, plumbing, and air conditioning needs. You'll enjoy dealing with the friendly, knowledgeable one-on-one service from Coburn's you will not get at the big box stores. So if you're planning to build new or remodel, visit Coburn's in Eunice or Opelousas for a no-obligation estimate on your next project. In Eunice, visit with Kobe and the crew at 770 North CC Dusson, phone 457-7324. In Opelousas, Ernie and the staff in their beautiful showroom at 2601 West Landry, phone 948-8266. What you need, when you need it, at Coburn's in Eunice and Opelousas.
All right, BMSC, Mr. Jim, let's me do another commercial. I got some live people waiting, but we need to catch this right quick, okay?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Industrial Supply Support, your True Value dealer. It's that time of the year again, getting out our guns, checking our ammo, trying on our camouflage clothes, see if they still fit, see if our rubber boots leak. Do I need a license? You stop and think, where do I go? Let me answer all your questions. Industrial Sport. Check out our Browning clothing, lacrosse and mug boot, Campbell Frog Talk, Rainwear, and Dutch Harbor. We are newly remodeled and we will be impressed. The shelves are full of wonderful merchandise. It doesn't matter where you hunt or what you hunt, for Industrial has it. It could be doves, squirrels, ducks, or deer. There's everything you need. And last but not least, it's also a hardware store and paint shop. Come see us. And always remember, respect the law, the land, and the game. At Industrial, every project is a true value. Our blessing goes out to our men and women in the military and in the blue.
Okay, thank you, Miss Sherry. Mr. Jim, we got one more call right here.
Let's take the phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Nobody there?
They must have given up, and we apologize, but we had to get some commercials in here, so...
All right, so there's nobody on the line right now.
That's correct.
All right, so while there's nobody on the line, let's talk about Carrie's Rue. Ooh, ça nous donne la femme, mes amis. Talking about Carrie's Rue, and especially... made right here in Ville Platte, especially for our gumbos, our barbecues, jambalayas, fricassee, and so forth. You know, we're lucky to be able to get Cajun ingredients made right here in Ville Platte. I'm talking about the Carrie's Rue products. Carrie Lafleur, owner of Carrie's Rue and Pigstand Barbecue Sauce, is the son of Archange Lafleur, who came up with the idea of having the pre-processed, in the cans and so forth. Carrie's Rue has extended its line of products, which include the regular Carrie's Rue, the no-fat Rue, the dry Rue, Carrie's Gumbo Mix and Bisque Mix and Jambalaya Mix, and their new products include garlic buttered flavored spray, great on anything, barbecue flavored basting sauce. All of their products can be found throughout Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. But if your grocery store does not carry them, be sure to ask for it. Visit Carrie's store at www.carriesrue.com. You can order any of their products and they'll ship it right to you, and you can start cooking some great Cajun food. Remember, for true Cajun flavor, call Carrie, Debbie, or Ross at 363-6100. 363-6100.
All right, BMSC, Mr. Jim, let's do one right now for Mr. Dr. Jake Lafleur.
Dr. Jake Lafleur specializes in adult primary care at Evangeline Primary Care Offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. You're invited to visit with Dr. Jake Lafleur today. His office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Fridays. They also accept walk-in patients during those hours. Most insurance plans are accepted. Dr. Jake Lafleur practices internal medicine, covering common diseases such as diabetes, asthma, emphysema, arthritis, and gastrointestinal diseases. That's Dr. Jake Lafleur with medical offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. Call his office today to schedule a visit, 363-7036.
Okay, Mr. Jim, we got someone on the line right now. You want to pick it up?
Let's do it. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hey, there's Miss Penny from way up yonder. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Miss Penny.
Oh, good morning. So I'm so glad you thought of me on your fine ride to see all of those classic vehicles. I am such an old car and truck nut. Wow. So I just think that's the most amazing thing that anybody can drive, you know. But I got to take another ride in another classic vehicle, and it was a 1949 GMC pick'em up truck.
How about that? A 49 GMC, huh?
Really?
A good year. It's the same year I was born.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, that's the one with the flare fenders on the side and the back, right? And the fenders on the side and the front also, I'm guessing?
Right. The little step-up goes right all the way back to the back fender.
Correct.
So, such a good design on that truck. And just sturdy as it can be, but the guy's been working on the motor, so I think he's wanting to do a little hot rodding anyway. But he saw me riding in the ranchero and just asked me, he said, would you like to take a ride in my truck? And it's like, well, yeah, baby, let's go.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Down Main Street. But I just had to call and say I just wish I could have seen all of those vehicles. They're just amazing, the care and how nice all those people are as well. Take pride in keeping something alive.
You're right. And they're like one big happy group. They all get together every year. They do this at the same time, and they like a big happy group, and they do this all over. I'm telling you, it's the 30 miles of bumper to bumper classic cars on the coast, Miss Penny.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
absolutely amazing. So, but there are a lot more El Caminos than the Rancheros. I guess there was a design flaw with the Rancheros, where every time it rains, it goes right into the cab.
I guess so
they had a lot of rust issues with that particular vehicle. But I won't say I'm just enjoying the show very much. And, Mike, it looks like you've taken the training wheels off of that airplane.
Well, I'm sure trying, Miss Winnie. Miss Penny, thank you so much. I got Mr. Jim here. He's my co-pilot or whatever you want to call it here.
Well, let's see.
I'll tell you what, you guys are great on the radio and enjoying Monday. So just wanted to wish everybody a wonderful day. And before I forget, I was so glad to hear Miss Elena call in again. I love her French.
Yes, we hadn't heard from her in a while. She called over last week. I heard her. That's right.
Yeah, all right. Well, au revoir, my friends. Have a wonderful day. We're supposed to get up to 60 degrees today, so I'm going to be out.
That'll be your high.
Wow, good.
Our
for
load
you.
This morning, Penny, was 64 over here. Your high will be 60.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Well, we've still got snow everywhere. I've still got snow on the ground in my yard, so maybe it'll melt a little bit of it off.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Penny.
Bye. Thanks for calling, Miss Penny.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We can talk about Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Mike.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Looking for the right facility for your loved one when they're in need of short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing can be a difficult task. But you know what? The folks at Prairie Manor Nursing Home, right there in Pine Prairie, will be happy to help you and able to answer your many questions before you make a decision. You see, Prairie Manor, we call it the home that prayer built, is a not-for-profit organization whose mission is to provide the highest quality care, utilizing the skills and knowledge of the entire staff as valued members of their care team, which provides 24-hour skilled nursing care, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They invite you to come and tour their facility. Allow them to demonstrate what a wonderful home and family they have right there at Prairie Manor in Pine Prairie. For more information, you can call 337-599-2031. You can come by anytime to experience their warm, family-oriented atmosphere. Prairie Manor Nursing Home, equal opportunity, housing, and employer.
All right, Mr. Jim, let's do one for Dr. Jake LaFleur.
Bonjour, mes amis de tout le staff au Le Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, 423 East Bainville Platte, in the heart of Cajun country. L'office de Bon Ami est prêt pour vous donner les codes sur toutes vos assurances pour les chars, les trucks, homeowners and business, as well as all types of building contractors, including workers' comp and general liability insurance and life insurance, too. And you can depend on a good staff with over 45 years combined experience. At Bon Ami, you'll find the friendly staff of Bo and Hazel and Cowboy Phil, and enjoy a bon cajun visit and a cup of complimentary coffee every day. The office is across from the Old Floyd's Record Shop on East Main. Et ça parle un petit peu de français. Travaillez dur pour vous donner les meilleurs discounts dessus votre besoin d'assurance. Ils vont vous traiter comme la famille. And see Cowboy Phil, who's a licensed appraiser and real estate broker. Phone number 363-8888. Ça, c'est pour Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, droit là-dessus East Main, à la Ville Platte.
All right, Mr. Jim, we don't have any phone calls right now, but let me ask you something. Do you remember the old hospital?
Uh-huh.
We have, and I posted some pictures of the old hospital on my Facebook page, the telephone operators over there.
Didn't we have an obituary for Miss Anna Seafair, who was an operator? but she was, I don't know if that was at the hospital, though, but she was a
telephone operator.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I didn't know. I remember when you'd walk through the doors, you had the operators right there, right in your face.
Right.
They had that thing.
As you walked in.
One was Miss Helen O'Connor.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was Mr. Gerald Bordelot's, Mr. Gerald Fontenot's wife.
Ms. Verna?
Ms. Verna. Wasn't she one?
I think so.
I want to say she was one.
Uh-huh.
And it's possible some more. I wanted to bring that up earlier. Possibly someone could have called in, but we didn't have time. I didn't think about
it. The old Ardwan Sanitarium, Ville Platte Medical Center, whatever. And you know what? It occupied that entire block where the library is now.
Absolutely.
So, boy, that was a big place. And people would come in, Mike, from Mississippi and Texas and Oklahoma to the hospital there, you know?
Now, those apartments across, I forgot what they called them. Was that for the nurses? Where Mike is doing us, and that was some apartments there. Was that for the nurses, or was that for people who...
There was wasn't there a hotel there?
Yeah, it was.
At one time?
I'm trying to think of the name of it.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I'm thinking that I'd heard that it was two different stores.
Probably some of the nurses would work there.
Yeah.
I mean, would stay there.
And
people
who had their relatives in the hospital.
In the hospital, right,
too, so.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Okay, let's see. Okay, we talked about this earlier. 1939, the German U-boat torpedoed and sank the HMS Royal Oak, a British battleship. And there was more than 1,200 men aboard were killed. And, of course, then we talked about sink the Bismarck, you know.
Yeah.
So that's going to wrap it up more or less for today. And, Mike, want to say thank you so much for sitting in for Mark this morning. You've been doing a wonderful job en français et en anglais. Today's program brought to you by Eric Gill Insurance, Blake's Pharmacies, Teats Food Store, Savoy Medical Center, Brown's Furniture Showplace, Gary's Rue, Peter Strawitz for Edward Jones, Rocky Rider Collision Center.
This is Classic Hits 92.5 KVPI FM, Ville Platte, the 2019 Louisiana Association of Broadcasters Radio Station of the Year.
Au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et tous les États-Unis.
Thank you, Mr. Jim.
Will the whistleblower testify?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump hopes so, but it's possible it won't happen. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff says a whistleblower's testimony may not be necessary, telling CBS Face the Nation the individual.